And God is a healer. Jesus is a healer. Many people in America, and very much the Muslims and the Hindus, believe that when you get to Judgment Day, there's going to be scales. There's going to be good deeds. There's going to be bad deeds. And if your good deeds are more than your bad deeds, you're good to go. And so they just do good things, but they have a bad thing. You know, they're not. And that's not the way our God works. We come to Jesus broken, and he heals us. We're nothing on our own, but God will heal you. Jesus is the healer. And I think that is what we need to tell them. It's not about us being better than we are bad. No, it's about healing. It's about healing a body of broken sin. And God forgives. The parable of the servant who didn't forgive his people, his fellow servant that Jesus told, that's a powerful story in Bangladesh, because forgiveness is not how they operate. Revenge. If you hurt me, I will hurt you. And that's how it works. That's how it's taught in the law. That's how it's taught with the Muslim. And I think we have to forgive. We have to teach them to forgive. How do you forgive? And when we forgive a brother, we can find forgiveness from God. And we can't find it before that. God doesn't forgive us if we don't forgive a brother. And God is faithful. Faithful. And this is a really big deal to them, because, especially for the Hindus, because their gods are so fickle. Their gods are like people. One day they're nice to you, one day they're not. Jesus always is faithful. And he's so faithful. He never changed. He paid. He gave his life. He paid the price, and he's a faithful God, faithful lover. Be open to the Spirit and give them the word. The Bible is powerful, and tell them the stories of Jesus. Now, we want to be this kind of person. We want to tell them these things, but many times fear gets in the way. You know, we fear, and if you think about it today, here in California or in Bangladesh or wherever you find yourself in North Carolina, fear is what locks you up. Fear of your future, fear of failure, fear of somebody not understanding you, fear of maybe something in your past. There's so many fears of people. You know, your students, that can be a terribly terrifying thing. Your preachers, I mean, there's so many fears that there can be. And if we have fear, we cannot move forward and show Jesus. And I think in 1 John 4:8 it says, perfect love casts out fear. And how I want us to think about love tonight is trust. Can we trust God to the point that we're not afraid? He has our future. He holds us in his hand. He hasn't forgotten us. He hasn't missed a moment. And can we trust him with that, with our lives? And if we do that, we can show Jesus. But to show Jesus, we have to live and breathe him. Give him silence to talk to you. Be broken. Sacrifice everything on the altar. And what I mean by that, I could spend a lot of time here, but I'm not going to. Your reputation can be a terrible thing to carry. But you don't have the energy to keep up your reputation and show Jesus at the same time. When they dragged Jesus before Pilate, they said many horrible things about what he did, and he never opened up his mouth. You know, sometimes we hear in a church, we hear slander, we hear terribly unkind things to us, and you know, we want to defend ourselves, we want to set the record straight, we want to, you know what? We can't do that and build the kingdom of God at the same time. And that's a hard thing to do. We don't have the energy to maintain our status and also show Jesus and build the kingdom of God. Another thing, one time Bishop Jeet Sir, the same my friend there, the teacher from